Back one more time now on Inside Agriculture. Protecting the U.S. from the New World screwworm. What's it all about? USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins.
Today, we are going even further and taking the most sweeping actions in our country's history to date to stop this pest in its tracks. First, today, we are announcing USDA will invest and build a domestic sterile fly production facility in Edinburgh, Texas, which is situated about 20 miles from the southern border and complements the dispersal facility we have already begun production on. With a capacity to produce 300 million sterile screwworm flies per week, and that's how we eradicate the parasite, this facility will triple our current output and eliminate our sole reliance on Panama and Mexico for sterile fly supply, putting America first. It's a tactical move that ensures we are prepared and not just reactive, which is to date what we have really been working through. We will invest, the federal government, up to $750 million on this facility, not an insignificant investment, and it will also create about 300 jobs right here in Texas. Second, we are launching up to $100 million in addition to the $750 million to identify and deploy cutting-edge technologies that can accelerate our response while the construction of the facility is underway. From novel traps and lures to modular sterile fly units, I am calling on the brightest minds in the country to build on our existing tools and help us outpace this pest quickly and in the most innovative way possible. Third, because of the migration of infected wildlife over the U.S. border, back in the 1950s and 60s, we didn't have this population of wildlife in South Texas the way we do now. But we are ramping up the hiring of USDA-employed mounted patrol officers known as the Tick Riders or the Tick Crew. I actually went and rode the border with them about a month or two ago, which will be the cornerstone of our surveillance program. The Tick Riders are mounted on horseback and will provide the first line of defense against a New World screwworm outbreak along the U.S.-Mexico border. We're also training our beagles of the Beagle Brigade to detect screwworm infections, and we'll be significantly ramping up our border surveillance program with those and others. And finally, because pests don't care where the border is, we are working directly with Mexico, perhaps in a way never seen before. My counterpart, Secretary Julio Bertagay, and I are in contact almost daily on this issue at this point. We are working with Mexico to boost the surveillance training and oversight inside Mexico to ensure real-time tracking and reaction time while the U.S. works to verify Mexico's reported results and to help them improve their systems south of the border.
And that's it for Inside Agriculture today. See you tomorrow morning right here.